First Bhajan is on page 70, Mera Kagaja Gunaha Vala. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. You can do anything. You are all consciousness. I am the one who makes the faults. I am not true to the salt. Becoming the philosopher's stone, liberate this iron. We cannot know your glory, nor can we recognize the divine light. Shoot the arrow of grace in our hearts. One day we have to leave this foreign country. The body is false, the Maya is false. O Lord, holding us by the arm, take us across. We are the sinners, we are the ones who make the mistakes. O Lord, forgive us, we are the poor souls. Remove the pain of egoism. Shower grace on us and make us give up the sins. Make us do the bhajan and the simran. O Kripalji, liberate this suffering ajaib. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else.
Mera kagaja gunaha vala parde aur kuch mangda nahi mera kagaja gunaha vala parde aur kuch mangda nahi tu samarata tu antar jami me gunagaraha nimakaharami tu samarata tu antar jami me gunagaraha Salawenu tarade or kucha mangadanahi
Vera kakacha gunaha vala parade
or kucha mangadanahi Jana nasakiye nurailahi pachana nasakiye teri mahima jana nasakiye nurailahi pachana nasakiye Tira deya da kaleje viche marade Horda kucha mangadanahi Mera kagaja gunaha vala parade Horda kucha Kadina desha paraya juti kaya juti maya Chadana ekadina desha paraya juti kaya juti Baho parapiya kara parade Orda kucha mangadanahi Mera kagaja gunaha nahi. Asi papiha o gunahare. Bhakashodata jiva vichare. Asi papiha o gunahare. Bhakashodata jiva vichare. Om hangata de dukare nivare de or kucha mangata nahi mera kakacha gunaha vala pada de or kucha Deya karo sato papa chudavo simarana bhajanata japa karavo Deya karo sato papa chudavo Simarana bhajanadam japa karavo Kipalaji dukkiya ajabhanutarade Orkucha mangadanahi mera Jagunaha Valapadade Orkucha Mangadanahi.
Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. So last weekend we had the 3-day retreat commemorating Sanchi's birthday. I won't go into a lot of detail, but it was incredibly special. We had not had a September retreat since before COVID. It is the retreat where traditionally we read the initiation instructions. On Sunday total, I think there was about 17 or 18 people there. There was a lot of preparation and there was a lot of just real charging. People that had never been there before came, people who came from some distances came, and it was just very special. We will be putting together the schedule for next year, not right away, but at this point it looks like that there's a real desire and enthusiasm for continuing the programs at Shamas. So when I was preparing for the satsang today, I found this article in the November 1996 Sant Bani. It's from a bhajan session. In this article, Sanchi comments on a bhajan, Mera Kagaja Gunaha. Now, of course, I didn't want to leave anything to chance, so I called up Chris, and I said, hey, can you arrange to have that bhajan be the first bhajan? And he texted back and said, I had already picked that one out. So that's how it works. On the account of our deeds, there's a couple paragraphs before this, then parentheses. At this point, the bhajan Mera Kagaja was sung. So the saints take away the paper of the account of the karmas of the souls. They take it from the Lord of Judgment, and after understanding the account of the karmas of the souls, the saints tear up that paper of the accounts. There is only one condition in this. There is only one thing which the masters have put as a condition, and that is that never should a disciple understand the master as a human being. Never in his life should he lose his faith. and he should never think that the master is like other human beings. If we are able to rise above this lack of faith, if we are able to maintain the faith that Master is God Almighty, that he is all-knowing and all-conscious, then riding on that shabd, riding on that sound current, which is emanating from Sach Khand and which is sounding in our forehead, we can easily go back to our real home. And no forces of the negative power will bother us or come in our way. No forces of the negative power can stop him or can bother him on his way to his real home. Because on the very first day, when the master gives the disciple the initiation, he takes away that paper of the account from the Lord of Judgment and tears it up. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "The master has taken the paper of the account of the disciple from the Lord of Judgment and he has torn it up." Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj also says that only those who are chosen by God Almighty are those who come in the selection of the perfect master. The master takes care of our karmas, and only they come to the master and take the initiation. The master takes care of their karmas, and only they come to the master and take the initiation. After receiving the holy initiation, a satsangi should never fall into the evil things. He should never commit any mistakes, consciously or without being conscious of it. Because the more we fall into the bad habits, the more we commit the sins, the longer we make the path for ourselves. Becoming a brave warrior, a satsangi should always keep a strong guard against his mind. It is not good to have the excuses and then say, "Well, I did this," or "this and that happened to me." Because if we will keep polluting ourselves, if we will keep making our garment dirty, all the grace which we are receiving from the Master will be used only in our cleaning. So the Master gives us the initiation after erasing our earlier account. After that, we should not write a new account. We should not make a new register of our bad deeds. Can anyone expect a reward or a prize from his officer after making his sheet roll dirty and after getting all the remarks in his sheet roll with the red ink? I have been in the army, and you know that when someone is recruited in the army, on the very first day, his sheet roll is made. And in that sheet roll, parentheses, his service record, it is written from where he has come, what his qualifications are, and what are the things which he can do. So that kind of account is maintained for every recruit when he joins the army. All the mistakes, all the deeds which he does are also recorded in that sheet roll. When he gets an opportunity and does something brave, or if something good happens, that is also recorded in his sheet roll. When the time arrives to give the prize, to give the rewards to the army men, the officer calls for the sheet roll for every person. If someone has made his sheet roll dirty by doing only the faults and the mistakes and has not done any good deeds, then even though the officer may want to reward him on the account of one or another good deeds, but if he has not kept his record clear, if he has not lived his life very clear and clean, then even though the officer wants to reward him, but still he cannot do that, he also regrets and repents. Why did this person not maintain cleanliness on his sheet roll? Well, in the same way, our sheet roll is also maintained. Don't you ever think that there is no one who is keeping an account of our deeds? The one who watches over us. He is nowhere outside. He is not far from us. He is within us, and he is seeing. He knows what we are doing. Sufi Saint Farid Saab said, O man, if you are clever, if you are wise, don't write the bad words, don't write the bad deeds on your soul. Introspect your life and see if you are not going in the wrong direction. If you are clever and wise, don't write the black words on your soul. Look within yourself and make sure that you are not doing anything wrong. So first of all, I would like to thank Almighty Lord Kripal, who gave us this opportunity to sing his praises. All of your bhajans were very sweet, very loving. The dear ones who did not get a chance to sing the bhajans tonight will be given the opportunity the next time we have a bhajan singing session. On the very next page in this November 1996 issue of Sampani is an article, a talk given by Master Kripal at Sampani Ashram in 1972 on October 17th, and I'm going to read some excerpts from that. Oh, and this is called Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. You abide in me and I abide in you. What does that mean? You abide in me. You and no one else. If you have got anyone in your mind, in your heart of hearts, you keep him in your heart of hearts, then naturally you will be in the heart of hearts of him whom you remember. Like a radio, like a television. If there is no dirt in the instrument, then everything will be face to face. The first thing advised by all the masters is purity of heart. Hitherto, you know, people used to sit at the feet of the masters for years before they were given something to start with. But now they cut the story short. So there should be nothing else except him. When we go to him, we should have him in us, and naturally we will be in his mind. What do we mean by the word meditation? Just the withdrawal of all our attention from the outside and from the body below, is it not? With our whole attention, we knock at the door. By riveting our whole attention, then he hears. He will sup with you, and you with him. So the whole thing depends on purity of heart. For purity, many things are helping factors. First of all, if you want to wash a cloth that is stained with blood, you will want to wash that away. Can you wash it in blood? No, only by water. So for that, the first thing that is required, you see, is honest earning. Somebody asked me about the phrase sweat of brow. I never meant that you had to work hard, you see. Working hard is not necessary, but the earnings should be honest. Whatever sort of earnings you have, you will develop that very effect in you. If you have gotten anything by ill means, naturally, that will give that effect. So this is the first thing. Then comes chastity of thought. If we are not chaste, our attention is always drawn outside. That is inspiration of our hearts, where we are attached. So heart is the throne of God. Let nobody sit on your heart except God. As we are now, everyone can sit there, and that stands between you and him. This is what is meant by cleanliness. Body is the temple of God, you know. God resides in it, and we also reside in it. Body works so long as we are in the body. We enliven the whole body. Even with so many doors open, we cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. That power is God into expression power, which is controlling all creation. So outer cleanliness is all right for health's sake, but inner cleanliness is what is wanted. Inner cleanliness is when you have love for all. No evil thoughts for anybody, what to speak of words or actions. As God resides in every heart, and we also reside in the same heart, if we love God, can we deceive anybody when we know that God is also with them? No, you cannot. So you never have recourse to untruthfulness. He who does so must have a good memory. Suppose you tell a lie to somebody or usurped another's rights or anything like that. If you have said anything about anybody, you are always afraid of them, lest the secret be out. And if someone is telling lies, simply go on hearing what he says. Today he will say one way, tomorrow another way, 10 days later a third way, and the whole statement changes. But the man who is true to his own self, you ask him tomorrow or 10 days after or 10 months after, and he will say the same thing. He has got chaste thoughts. He will not like to deceive the God in you all, in me, and in his own self too. So if God resides everywhere, and we are children of God, brothers and sisters in God, and we love God, we necessarily love his children, then why should we do something to usurp others? Guru Nanak says at one place, if a man is wearing dirty clothes with a bad odor, can he ever expect those whom he loves to embrace him? No. So the first thing is, you see, purity of heart. And what is that purity? Again, I say, all foreign thoughts should be eliminated except God. As I submitted earlier, God is all alone. He wants everyone to come to him all alone. When we go to him, we take our bodies, our brothers, our sisters, our families, our worldly affairs, this and that thing. We take the pleasures of this world. They are dirty clothes, good and bad deeds, you see. They have the same effect. Of course, we have to start with good actions. But you see, love unifies. It eliminates all ego. An outer sword, if it is struck against anything, it will cut it in two. If the sword of love is struck, then two will become one. You will feel that I and my Father are one. And these are a few paragraphs from The Light of Kripal, chapter 24. It is but natural. Keep a constant vigilant watch over your thoughts every moment. If you watch the present moment, that will go on till eternity. Nothing can go wrong. It is what you digest, reading and amassing your brain with facts and figures, all the scriptures of the world, won't help you. Right understanding only comes with God's grace. Even if grace comes, unless you live up to it, something is still lacking. So that is why it is said, first is God's grace. He has given you the human birth. This means that you can go up, go back to your home. Again, his grace, the second grace, you met somebody who was Word made flesh. This is his grace. Then that Word made flesh gave you something to start with. So all this, God's grace and Master's grace, is all done. So many thousands of dollars have been deposited in your name. Now comes the third grace, your own grace. Have grace on your own self. Go to the window where the money can be drawn. So even God's grace and Master's grace does not help much unless you have grace on your own self. The whole thing depends on you. When you have the right understanding, that's all right. That's His grace. When you have the right understanding that you have been given something, some capital to start with, and you don't go and draw the capital, whose fault is it? Tell me, whose fault? Ours? No, it's your fault, unless you have grace on your own self, unless you have pity on your own self, I would say. Master's grace, God's grace. Do you follow me? The disciple answers, yes, Master. All right, I think this is the main thing. Have pity on your own self. Don't be thinking of saving others, but save your own self first. When you are saved, then you can save others. How can a man who was always worried, flowing down the river, sometimes breathing, sometimes going under the water, how can he save others? He must save himself first. Become a sailor, you see. Only then can you save others. You see, generally, we have got something, little or more. And then in quotes it says, oh, let us save others. If you can, all right. But if you drown your own self, then what? Even if a man who is a swimmer goes to rescue some drowning person, the drowning man will simply catch hold of his neck and the swimmer will also go down. This is how it happens. The whole thing boils down to that. Help yourself. Those who help themselves, God helps them. Now the whole defect, the whole shortcoming lies where? Do you know? You can use the information well. Do your best and leave the rest to Him. Prophet says, sit at His door completely shut off from the world over and also from your own body. Sit at His door. Don't think of what He has given or has not given. It is for Him to give. When somebody sits at the door, continuously sits, you may ask him for one day, 2 days, but eventually you will say, well, dear friend, what are you here for? It has been natural. Then you sit at the door. Naturally, he will ask, well, dear friend, what do you want? This is a very simple thing, you see. It doesn't require long eloquence or acting. Simply understanding. And this is from the Teachings of Kirpal Singh, page 64. One will go on coming and going until one surrenders one whole being to the Guru. This means living up in accordance to his wishes, thinking as he advocates. The keeper of the intellect is the Guru. Maulana Rumi prays to God, saying, this intellect will turn my face from you. Keep your control on it. Then I am saved. Otherwise, I am lost. It does not take much time to spoil milk. The intellect is like that. If your mind obeys the Guru 100%, you will know then who the God is. Don't let your intellect interfere in the slightest fraction with what you know is right. He who is willing to obey him without question will receive the treasure. Nam's perpetual song, the precious jewel of the Lord, is in the sadhu's keeping. You can also say that God has handed over his treasure to the master. The guru places it before him who takes his words as truth. To find a guru who can do this is the height of good fortune. Without good fortune, the Sadhguru is not met. So hiding the true facts, you think, what does the Guru know? What we want to do is correct. You get hold of an idea and place it above all else, considering everyone else to be wrong, even if your Guru tells you something different. How long will you keep this up? Make no mistake, he would observe every action, for the Guru power is residing within our very being. But we foolishly think that he is not present to see us. So we can do anything, and he will not know. He entreats us to try to realize what the Guru is. The Guru is not the physical form. He is not a human pole. But he is the omnipotent power of God, which is manifested therein. It is accepted that God is everywhere and sees everything. So give full attention to learn what the Guru is, then come to know it. From today, become a worthy Sikh, worthy even to be called a Guru Sikh, the beloved disciple of the Guru. You can do this if you obey the Master's words. You will have to do it. If not in this birth, then in the next. Oh, brothers, what is the use of coming again and again? Why not do it now? If this birth goes, it will not come again in your hands, and the precious life will be wasted. Why do masters come, and what is their work? They release the soul from the mind and the senses and connect it with the Nam. They come only for this purpose, though they go through many difficulties and hard work. Go to the Sadhguru and obey him. The words of a complete master I tie to my heart. So tie his words close to you. They should not enter from one ear and leave from the other. Tie them securely to your heart. I'm just going to read one little thing. Saints take away the paper of the account of the karmas of the soul from the Lord of Judgment. And after understanding the account of the karmas of the soul, the saints tear up that paper of the accounts. There is only one condition in this. There is only one thing which the masters have put as a condition, and that is that never should the disciple understand the master as a human being. Never in his life should he lose faith, and he should never think that the master is like another human being. If we are able to rise above this lack of faith, if we are able to maintain the faith in that master is God Almighty, that he is all-knowing and all-consciousness, then riding on that shabd, riding on that sound current, which is emanating from Satchkhand, and which is sounding in our forehead, we can easily go back to our real home, and no forces of the negative power will bother us. Master has taken the paper of the account of the disciple from the Lord of Judgment, and he has torn it up.
ਗਾਉਣ ਵਜਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਢੂੰਡਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਦੇ ਮੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ ਔਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੋ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਮਰ ਦਾ ਚਸ਼ਮਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਭਰਪੂਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਭਰਮਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਜੀਵ ਮਾਇਆ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਜੀਵ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜਨ ਦੀ ਬਜਾਏ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਢੂੰਡਦਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਿਰਗ ਦੀ ਕਸਤੂਰੀ ਨਾਭੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਝਾੜੀਆਂ ਸੁੰਘਦਾ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਉਂ ਕਸਤੂਰੀ ਮਿਰਗ ਨਾ ਜਾਣੇ ਉਹ ਪਰਮ ਦਾ ਪਰਮ ਪਰਮਾਇਆ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੈ
ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਵਿਚ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਪਲੇਡ ਔਨ ਦ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਇੰਸਟਰੂਮੈਂਟਸ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ hear that shabad we have to go within our body masters say that our human body is the pool of nectar. But unfortunately, deluded by the illusions and the Maya, the souls are wandering here and there, and they are not able to take advantage of the nectar which is within them. Guru Nanak Sahib says that this body is a pool of nectar, but the unfortunate souls go outside. They are wandering here and there because they are deluded by the Maya. It is like the deer has the musk in his navel, and he thinks that it is coming from the fragrance of the musk is coming from the bushes or outside, and he is searching for it outside, but he does not realize that it is in his own body. The same thing is here, that we do not realize that the Shabad is within us. We are looking for it outside, and we are always in the illusion.
ਪਹਿਲੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਲ ਤੇ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਰਸ ਜੋ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਚਖਦੀ ਹੈ
ਐਟ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਦਿਸ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਡਰੰਕ ਬਾਈ ਆਵਰ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਸੋਲ ਆਰ ਡਰਾਈ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੰਸਨਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਅਵਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਰੀਚ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਨ ਆਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਡਰਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਨੈਕਟਰ
ਗੁਰੂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗਾਓ ਰਸ ਪੀ ਪੀ ਕਰੋ ਪਰਵੇਸ਼ਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਅਬ ਫੇਰੋ ਆਈ ਤੁਨ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਭੀ ਖੁੱਲ ਜਾਈ
ਜੋ ਚੱਕਰ 84 ਦਾ ਆਉਣ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੁਣ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਫੈਲਿਆ ਖਿਆਲ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਧੁਨ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ
ਦਾ ਸਾਈਕਲ ਆਫ 84 ਲੈਕਸ ਬਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਡੈਥਸ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਗੈਟਸ ਬ੍ਰੋਕਨ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਵਰ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਐਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਲਾਈਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਅਸ
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਭੀ ਖੁੱਲ ਜਾਈ ਬਿਨ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਤ ਪਾਈ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੋ ਕਹੇ ਬੁਝਾਈ
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜੀਏ ਉਸ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੀ ਲਈਏ 84 ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਜਾਈਏ ਤਾਂ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੀਵਤ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਗਦੇ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਜਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਰਸਤਾ ਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵਾਕ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਜੋੜ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਰਸਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਲੰਘੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪੈਰ ਪੈਰ 'ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੁੱਲੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸੜਕ ਸਾਡੀ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਾਰ ਦੌੜਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੱਧਰ ਉੱਧਰ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਜੁਰਨੇਲੀ ਸੜਕ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਵਾਰ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸੇ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੰਕਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਲਵੇ ਜੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੇ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
Now the question arises that when it is written in the writings of the perfect masters that everything is within us, the pool of nectar is within us and we can go within and only after going within can we drink that nectar and finish our cycle of birth and death. So when everything is within us, then why do we need to go to the perfect masters? We can just simply go within ourselves and drink that nectar and finish the cycle of birth and death. But dear ones, it doesn't work like that. because those perfect masters who have written that everything is within us, they have also written this, that unless we go to someone who is a living being, unless we go to someone who is perfect and who is connected and who has manifested the Shabad within himself and get the knowledge from him, we cannot go within ourselves, we cannot drink that nectar of Nam. So that is why it is very important for us to go to the perfect master who is an awakened being, who has awakened himself. Only he who is awakened can wake us up. Only he who is connected with the Shabad can connect us to the Shabad. Only within whom that Shabad is manifested can make the Shabad manifest within us. So that is why it is very important for us to go to the perfect masters. Because you know that even in this world, we need somebody to help us. If we want to travel from one place to another, if we do not know the roads, we sometimes go here and there, we get lost. But if we know our way, if we have got some help from somebody, and if we know our way, then we do not have to hesitate. We keep driving our car, and finally we reach our destination. But in the beginning, we do need somebody's help. We do need somebody's guidance. We do need somebody who could tell us that where this road goes and how we can get to the place we want to go. In the same way, the Naam is like the highway. And if we have been put on this highway, if we have been put on the path of the Naam, only then can we continue our journey and go to our real home. If we do not have the Naam, if we do not have the guidance of the Master, then there is no way we can get to our destination. There is no way we can get to our real home. So that is why he who has reached the real home, he who has the knowledge of that, only he is the one who can give us that knowledge, only he is the one who can bring us back to the real home.
Jab main shuru de vich America jana si ga kyunki main duniya de vich kade gaya nahi si, Hindustan ch vi main jade nahi ghumya si ga kyunki main ta apna abhyas hi karda reha, jade zindagi abhyas vich hi guzari. Odo kaafi dil de vich shanka san ke pata nahi utthe kis tarah pahunchange, ਇਤਨੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਾਰ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ. ਮੈਂ ਰਸਲ ਤੋਂ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਦੂਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤਨੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ. ਉਸਨੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਸੀ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਵਾਕਫ ਸੀ, ਔਰ ਖੁਦ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਕੈਂਟ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗਿਆ. ਅਸੀਂ ਬੇਫਿਕਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਹਵਾਈ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਪਏ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਬਾਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦੀ, ਉਸਦੀ ਬਾਤ 'ਚ ਕੋਈ ਰਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ. ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ, ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਵੀ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ. ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਸੰਤ ਉਸ ਮਾਲਕ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਦੇਹ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ. ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਈਏ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਕਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ.
In the beginning, when for the first time we had to go to America, there were many doubts, many questions in the mind that how are we going to get to America and how is the journey going to be and how everything is going to be. So we inquired many things from Russell Perkins. We asked him that how many oceans we have to cross and how we had to get there. And since he lived there, and he had been back and forth many times, so he gave us all the information that how we had to get on the plane and how we have to cross all those oceans and things like that and how we had to get to America. So that answered most of the questions. But when I was talking to any Indian about America, he would tell me certain things, but those things which he would tell me were not so convincing. Because when I would ask him that, dear one, have you ever been to America yourself? He would reply that, no, but I have heard about all these things. So you see that if you are going with someone who has been to that place, because like in our case, it was Kent Bicknell who first came and we did the journey with him for the first time. So if you are talking to someone who has been to that place, who has done this journey, then you feel very comfortable. It is very convincing. Whatever he tells you, you believe in that and you take advantage of that. But if you talk to someone who has not done that thing himself, then it is not convincing. You are not convinced. You do not believe in what he is saying. So in the same way, if we talk to someone who has been to our real home and who has himself gone there, then it is convincing and we believe in that, and then it becomes easier for us as it was in our case when we went to America for the first time.
ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦਾ ਗਾਈਡ ਬੁੱਕ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲਓ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਪਾਸ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਕਾਫੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗਾਈਡ ਬੁੱਕ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਹਿੰਦੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਰਾਸ਼ਟਰਪਤੀ ਹੋਏ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਸਟੇਟਾਂ ਹਨ ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਪੁਰਾਤਨ ਹਥਿਆਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਪਤਾਲਪੁਰੀ ਵੀ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਥੱਲੇ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਗਾਈਡ ਬੁੱਕ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਨੂੰ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਕਦੀ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਡਰ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਜੇ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੀ ਦਿਆ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਆਦਮੀ ਮਿਲੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਕੋਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਡਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਭਉ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਵਾਕ ਵਕਾਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੈ
One dear one suggested that I should read the guidebook to America so that I get all the knowledge about the America. So I told him that dear one, when I was studying for a certain degree which is called Gyani, then I had to read the history. So then I read that how many states are there and who were the presidents of America and all the things about America. And it has been many years since I read all that. But even though I have read about America, but I have not been there personally. So that is why I am having all these worries and all these anxieties about it. But with the grace of Lord Kripal, when I came in contact with the Americans, when they came here, and now when I am traveling with them, then I feel very comfortable because I know that I am going with someone who knows about that place and who has been to that place.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਦੱਸਣ ਦਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਭਾਵ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੀਏ ਜੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਧਰਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਕਰੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਤੈਅ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਪੁਸ਼ਟੀ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵਾਕਫੀਅਤ ਵੀ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਕਹੀਏ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦੇਣਗੀਆਂ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਤੈਅ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਗੀਆਂ ਐਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਭੇਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਥ ਲਓ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਵਸਤੂ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਧਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਧਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਗਾ
What I mean to tell you by giving all these examples and by telling you all this is that if instead of going there personally, if you just go on reading the books, if you go on reading the holy scriptures and rely on them, no doubt they also help us, they give us some information about the inner things, but they do not help us to go within and they do not help us to get the connection with the Naam. They do tell us some things about the within, about the inner world, and they help us, they give us the information. But only the reading of the Holy Scriptures cannot take us within. Until we go to someone who has gone there himself, unless we go in his company, we cannot become successful. Just by reading the books cannot make us successful. Kabir Sahib says that we should take along with us someone who knows about that place and who has been to that place. We can go in the within only by doing the devotion, only by going in the company of the Master.
Closing Bhajan is on page 68. O Merciful One, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. There is no one like you. There are many like me. We got tired of bathing in the waters. We did many burning austerities. Day and night I weep and remember you. Come soon and meet me. Why are you delaying? O Beloved One, in order to meet you, I heard many criticisms. Now the soul of Ajaib has awakened, because in the end the Beautiful One has visited. O Merciful One, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you.
Deya Guru Kripal, Hey Deya Guru Kripal, Rakhiya Asa Teriya, Rakhiya Asa Teriya, Hey Deya.
Sateria.
Terea.
O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. If we will keep making our garment dirty, all the grace which we are receiving from the Master will be used only in our cleaning. O man, if you are clever, if you are wise, don't write the bad words, don't write the bad deeds on your soul. Introspect your life and see that you are not going in the wrong direction. If you are clever and wise, don't write the black words on your soul. Look within yourself and make sure that you are not doing anything wrong.